This week I'm encouraged by the gold rush at Pine Creek on the weekend, which was very exciting, and I brought back with me a little chunk of reef quartz. Whether there's any gold in there or not is hard to determine, but this week I'll talk about gold fever and how it runs through the veins of normally sane people. I once did a story on a man in the Golden Triangle of Victoria who discovered a nugget which was eventually sold for $1 million flat to a casino, and I interviewed him after that, and he was back out in the goldfield scrabbling around in the dirt looking for more nuggets. And I questioned why, after winning the bonanza that he'd been searching for his whole life, would he go back and keep doing the same thing? It's not always a pleasant thing out in the elements. And he had gold fever in spades. There was nothing else he wanted to do or was willing to do, so he reinvested the $1 million back into his gold adventures. And whether he came out with anything at the other end, I don't know. But that was his way of life. My own gold fever began at an early age when my aunt, who grew up in Bendigo, which was a fabulous gold find. Alluvial gold began it in the Bendigo Creek, and then the gold was found in traces in quartz under the town, and the crushers came in, and the deep drillers created an absolute network of caverns underneath Bendigo that exist to this day. Unfortunately for the people who've come after, still after the gold that remains there, those shafts are all filled with water, which get pumped out from time to time and cause their own issues. But my aunt used to, when she was a child, go looking amongst the mullock heaps of the big mines that still exist in Bendigo and find little flecks and specks of gold and put them in jars, and that was what they used to do for fun. And when I was a child and she showed me those jars, I was just amazed. And I think that's when my gold fever began. So I've never actually accumulated any gold or made any great wealth out of it, and probably won't. But it is a fascination for people and a lot of fun.